Galaxy X. Your turn. Lesson 30.
Can you tell us, President, just what this find is all about?
I can indeed. Some months ago, two of my scientists discovered a capsule from outer space.
How did they discover it?
Well, they were space fishing and they caught it. Naturally, the scientists were given every help to investigate their find.
Where did the capsule come from?
It came from Earth and was sent into space in the 23rd century.
At the time of the Great Migration, I suppose?
No, later. The man who sent the capsule into space was called Enno Hope. Enno Hope knew that his great-great-great-grandfather, a Hungarian scientist living in the 20th century, had discovered a way to stop the oxygen running out. No one had taken him seriously, so he put his discoveries into a safe and code-locked it. In the 23rd century, Enno Hope tried to open the safe so that he could save the Earth, but he was unable to break the code. Finally, after almost everybody had left the Earth, he put the safe into a capsule and sent it into space in the hope that someone would find it someday.
And your scientists found it? Were they able to break the code?
Fortunately, the safe also contained some tapes in English and texts in Hungarian in which Enno Hope's great-great-great-grandfather had hidden the code. Two of our greatest scientists, Professor Middlebrow from the English planet and Greg Martin from the Hungarian planet, were given every support from the Academy of Sciences, and they succeeded in breaking the code and opening the safe.
What did they discover inside the safe, President?
Inside the safe, and now, safely inside the Academy, were 13 tubes of instant oxygen. A great find. The Academy of Sciences and its president are proud to present to the nation the greatest find of the 31st century.
But President, just how long will 13 tubes of oxygen last?
Well, they will give Galaxy X enough oxygen for a year. But during this year, of course, our scientists will continue to work on ways to prevent the oxygen running out. They have always had my support.
Stupid
and naturally
fool.
That
doesn't
of the Academy.
Doesn't he realize that way back in the 20th century they already knew how to stop the oxygen running out? Oh, he makes me sick. I'm going to see Greg.
So you have come running over to the Hungarian planet just because you're angry with the president. Poor Prof.
Don't tease me. I'm so annoyed. Anyone would think he found it. What's worse, he's never even asked us what we think should be done. Actually, that's why I've come to see you, really. Greg, tell me more about your invention.
It's more or less ready, Prof. The only problem is it hasn't been tested properly yet. That's what worries me.
But what is it exactly?
It's a time ship. It can go wherever I send it in space and time. I can send it back in time if I want to.
Then it could even go back to 20th century Earth, couldn't it?
Yes, it could, if someone is prepared to take it. I couldn't go much as I'd like to because someone has to stay here to control it.
So someone could go back to Earth and find Enno Hope's great-great-great-grandfather and get the formula to make instant oxygen.
Someone could, but it might be dangerous. I'm not sure quite how accurate the machine is. It would be dangerous, but if it was successful, it would be the greatest event in the history of mankind.
Professor Middlebrow. The President will be delighted to see you. There's an important meeting at the moment, but I'll call him immediately. President. Professor Middlebrow to see you. He's coming at once, Professor.
Ah, Professor, how lovely to see you. You really are the star of the moment.
Thank you, President. May I have a word with you in private, please?
Come into my office. Come in and sit down. Now, what can I do for you, my dear Professor?
President, I should like to ask for a year's sabbatical leave.
A year's sabbatical? Why, certainly, Professor. After the great find and your hard work, I'm sure you want to have time to write it all up for various scientific journals and so on. Is that it?
No, as a matter of fact, it isn't. I want to return to the Earth, President.
What? I beg your pardon, but I don't quite understand. There's no oxygen on the Earth anymore, you know.
I know, but I'm going back to the 20th century, President. I want to find N.O. Hope's great-great-great-grandfather.
My dear Professor, all this hard work has exhausted you. It isn't possible to go back in time, you know.
Oh, yes, it is. You see, Greg Martin has made a time ship, and I plan to go back and... You see, I believe that if we could find N.O. Hope's great-great-great-grandfather, we could ask him for the formula to make instant oxygen. Then we would be able to save the galaxy. And so, President, that is my plan.
Well, Professor, I must admit I am at a loss for words. It seems a very dangerous and uncertain journey.
I know that, President. But I can't stay here when I know that it's possible to go back. President, if we had the formula for instant oxygen, we could save the galaxy.
Yes, yes, but I'm not sure I can allow one of my scientists to take such a risk.
The whole galaxy would be talking about the Academy of Sciences and the wonderful work it does. Just imagine, President, what it would mean to the Academy. More honour, more money, more...
The Academy. Well, yes. Yes, the Academy of Sciences saves the galaxy. It would certainly be a great honour for the Academy.
Of course, if you don't approve of my plan, I shall hand in my notice and go back to Earth as a private person.
Oh, no, my dear Professor. I can't let you hand in your notice. You're our most famous scientist. No, Professor, you're right. You certainly must go, and I shall do all I can to help you.
Thank you, President. Now, there is one more thing. I'd like to take an assistant, a student, perhaps. I need someone who is brave and honest, someone who wouldn't lose his head in a dangerous situation, someone I could rely on completely, a sort of right-hand man, really. Greg, of course, would be the ideal person, but he has to stay here to control his machine.
Yes, you definitely ought to take someone. I quite agree. I'll think it over, Professor, and let you know.
Thank you very much, President.
Meanwhile, have a good rest, Professor. My secretary will make all the necessary arrangements for your exit visa, passports, and so on. Come back in a week's time, and all the papers will be ready for you and one other person. Goodbye, Professor Middlebrow.
Goodbye.
Someone brave and honest. Someone who wouldn't lose his head. I wonder. Will you come in for a moment, please, Mary?
Yes, sir.
The Professor will be making a journey into outer space. Will you go to the immigration office and make all the arrangements for her and one other person, please?
Yes, sir. Who else will be going?
I don't know yet, but get all the visas and so on.
Who will be financing the trip, sir?
The Academy of Sciences, naturally. And will you please buy some suitable presents to take to 20th century Earth?
What? To Earth?
Now, not a word to anyone yet, Mary. Yes. Presents for the heads of states and the presidents of the academies and so on. Oh, and don't forget travellers' checks.
Very good, sir.
Now at last has come the great moment that Galaxy X has been waiting for. In a few minutes' time, the great time ship, invented by Gregory Martin, will take Professor Middlebrow and her assistant back to Earth, back to the 20th century. Professor Middlebrow has not yet said who her assistant will be in this search for the formula for instant oxygen. All she has said is that she wants someone brave, honest, and reliable, and this assistant will naturally be her right-hand man. Just before blast-off, they will appear together outside the time ship. And here they are now. Here they are, their time suits gleaming, their helmets in place. I can't yet see who is with the professor. She has just taken off her helmet. She looks rather unhappy, but I expect it's just nerves. Yes, it's just nerves. Now her assistant is taking off his helmet, and at last we shall know it's... Well, I think my eyes must be playing tricks on me. What an amazing surprise. Her assistant is none other than the president himself.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Prof?
I can hear you loud and clear, Greg.
Cheer up, Prof.
Cheer up? My God, if I'd known the president was coming with me, I'd never have offered to go. He's not brave or honest or reliable. He's just a...
Now, Prof, don't be so upset. After all, you are the boss now. And listen, when I heard the president was going to, I built in a special private line between just you and me. Any time you want, you can have a private talk with me, and the president won't be able to hear.
You're sweet, Greg. How I wish you were coming too.
I shall be in contact with you all the time. Don't worry, Prof. You are the boss. It's your turn now. Hold tight for blast-off, Prof. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Greg. Goodbye. And thank you, whatever happens.
It's up to you now. It's your turn now. Good luck, and I hope Earth in the 20th century will look after you and send you back safely to Galaxy X.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Ignition. We have ignition.
Look out for the next exciting installment coming to you from Radio Budapest in 1978.